All right, back to it now. One of my favorite guests over the years is my next guest, Liz Peek from Fox News. She's a contributor there. So much going on, and I haven't talked to her in a while, so I don't know that we're going to have nearly enough time, but we'll do our best. Liz, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. You know, I see young voters gravitating to Donald Trump. I saw this, you know, the corporate media would have you believe Donald Trump's wildly unpopular. Yet in Harlem yesterday, he stopped there, and there's all these young people. And strangely enough, Liz, they're brown people and black people and white people, and they're young people all running, screaming 4 more years, just fawning over huge crowds in the street there in Harlem. You saw that, didn't you?
I did, and I'm not totally surprised. I mean, look, let's talk about Hispanics, Steve. My Hispanic housekeeper overheard me talking about illegal immigration and the impact on New York City the other day and being really critical of Biden's policy, Biden's border policy. She came in afterwards and said, thank you. No one's talking about this, but for all of us who are here legally, this has been a nightmare. Thousands of Venezuelans and people from other countries in the Golden Triangle have come into our neighborhoods. They're not safe anymore. We have rampant drug trading on streets that used to be perfectly fine. You know, no one is talking for those people, the people who are here legally, who are citizens or who have gotten their green cards all through the proper legal channels. And Biden would rather have all the attention on the people who come in under the wire. And you know what? Everyone is sort of angry about that. And this bodega that he visited, as you probably know, was a site where one of these bodega owners actually pushed back against the incessant shoplifting and violence that's being rained down on them from the no bail laws and so forth that's
right
now rampant in this city. And the guy got in trouble. It wasn't the thief that got in trouble, the fellow that assaulted him. It was the fellow that held his ground and defended his store. So people are fed up. And I am not surprised that that happened. If there is any upside, and I don't think there is much to this horrible trial that's going on, it may be that Donald Trump gets a lot of so-called earned media. And some of it's going to be pretty good as he goes around New York and kind of taps into that wellspring of frustration.
I think a lot of it's going to be pretty good as you look right. Look, I haven't heard one legal scholar, including friends of mine that are liberal lawyers, that are saying there's no crime here. And in fact, there's no crime with any of it. If you saw the Supreme Court yesterday, the justices, Neil Gorsuch, leading the way, just hammer the DOJ on how you declare that there was some obstruction of Congress for J6ers. And if they rule in favor of the guy, which it sounded like they're going to, that means Donald Trump's obstruction is out. You've got Joe Biden, we have him on tape now, according to Elise Stefanik, saying, hey, I just found all the classified stuff. And if you can't prosecute him, but you're going to go after him. None of the Trump cases make any sense. The American people know that. Even today, as jaded as they are, there is a sense of fairness and fair play in America, I believe.
Yeah.
You?
I believe that too. I think people are looking at what's going on right now. Look, Joe Biden is a big defender of democracy, and yet he really wants to jail his main opponent. His opponent is locked up in a courtroom day after day. Hearing charges that, as you say, at best are flimsy, but even the New York Times described as creative. They've never happened before. We've never seen a case like this where it's a little bit like, remember those financial instruments in the great financial crisis that were stacked on top of each other, but it turned out there was no underpinning? That's sort of analogous to this legal case where you have all these misdemeanors, and somehow they're supposed to rest on a felony, but no one can remember quite what that felony is or discover it.
So right, there isn't one.
I think it's there isn't one. I think it's horrifying. I think that Trump is going to earn some sympathy here. He's asked for the judge, for example, to have a recess so he can go to his son's high school graduation. That's been denied. The judge, I mean, Steve, think about this.
The judge is a Democrat strategist and contributor. His wife is a fundraiser, right? They're all involved with all this. You know, and here's the other thing I'm going to point out. Go ahead.
No. And all that is true, and yet the judge slaps Trump with a gag order, so he's not allowed to say it. Why?
How is that
legal?
And again, when do defendants get slapped with gag orders? Not a lot of talk about the trial at all. It's absurd. And the truth of the matter is Donald Trump can get more people on a Harlem street than Joe Biden can get at a planned event in Pennsylvania, which happened yesterday. And there was 12 people there. It's an absolute joke, which is why Joe Biden's never going to debate. Let's get something else. How about this foreign policy? Don't. Well, that worked really well.
Yeah.
Iran, don't.
Well,
they're going to. And he told Israel, don't. And Israel's going to respond, I believe. I don't see how Israel can sit there and allow 300 or 400 incoming projectiles to be dismissed as, okay, well, we're just going to live with that. Take the win? I don't think so. Your thoughts?
Well, look, I wrote something yesterday which included reporting, which I'm really kind of surprised has not been picked up more broadly, that Joe Biden was given 72 hours notice of exactly what was about to happen and effectively green-lighted it, quote, within certain limits. Well, why do you think we were able to shoot down all 300 missiles and drones? Why do you think that American response weaponry was exactly perfectly positioned to do that? Well, I've got some thoughts about that. My guess is they knew exactly what was going to happen. So the White House is denying it. I think it's totally true. Joe Biden is doing this two-step where, on the one hand, he wants to appease Iran. Don't ask me why, because everyone knows that Iran is the malicious, malign actor in the Middle East. On the other hand, you know, he wants to signal his support for Israel because there are a lot of Jewish donors to his campaign. So it's a preposterous stance with no moral certainty. I mean, you know, I always think back to Ronald Reagan. He knew what he stood for. He knew what he believed in. Joe Biden doesn't believe in anything. He doesn't stand for anything.
He has no principles, no integrity, and right now no chance of winning unless, and I'm going to ask you about this real quick, about 60 seconds, but I do believe that the Republicans in Arizona standing on virtue, as they claim, and pushing this 1864 law could, by standing on virtue, push Joe Biden to a second term. And how proud are they going to be of their virtue when he's in his second term dismantling America? Because they were going to do the right thing. Look, abortion loses on the ballot every single time, period. Sorry, it's not a good look, and it's not going to win for Republicans in Arizona. The Democrats will win, and it could propel Joe Biden to a second term. I'll give you the last word.
It is quite possible. Abortion is on the ballot not only in Arizona, but also in Nevada, and by the way, in Florida. So to me, that's terrifying, not because they have the right position on abortion, but because these extreme positions Republicans have taken are wrong. They're stupid, and they drive voter turnout. That is the serious issue.
There you go. Liz Peek. Man, it's been a while, Liz. We need to talk more.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've been traveling.
That's all right. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Take care.
There you have it. Liz Peek, everybody. Common Sense Conversation with Liz Peek. Always entertaining to me. We'll take a break. I'll be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Be sure to send me an email. Tell me what's going on in your part of the world, and we'll talk about it, all right? I'll be right back. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.